The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis of McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin. Squeaky clean hands, McElroy.
Listen, everyone, these are dark and difficult times. They're uncertain, you know? So I think we need to find the silver linings where we can. And there is a new, I'm going to say, historic human accomplishment this week. Yes, right? Let's focus on what humans can do when we believe. Are you two, and I guess our audience, are you aware of Britney Spears?
Yeah, I've heard of her and her great music. Toxic is very good.
Toxic is very good. She makes the good music, but you know what? She also has broken a record. She posted on Instagram that she ran the 100-meter dash in 5.97 seconds, beating Usain Bolt, apparently, by 4 seconds.
Well, here's the one thing about that. There's nobody in her way. So that's not exactly a good...
Usain Bolt has to bob and weave around the whole...
Right.
It's funny. I was excited to that you brought up Britney Spears because... it is Britney Bitch, and she is here to sort of rearrange our society in a more idealistic way. She did post something about how we need wealth redistribution right now, and that's odd. That's pretty cool coming from Britney Spears and her big snake that she is going to use to destroy capitalism.
Well, so and at this point, she is the fastest human being in recorded history, right?
She's so fast. Big snake.
She could be a modern-day Robin Hood stealing money and then running just like a modern-day, like if you cross the Flash with Robin Hood, she runs up to, I don't know, is one of the Koch brothers still alive? I think he is. She takes his money bags away, and then she's gone.
She's gone. Nice try.
Right?
Good job trying to catch her. It's not going to happen. It has mechanoid legs. I did not think, if you were to ask me which celeb was going to be Furiosa in this whole picadillo, I wouldn't have guessed Britney, but
nope.
But
of course
shit,
it is
but
Britney.
Fucking, of course it's Britney.
Yeah, she is unstoppable. 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 Nothing has ever stopped her.
Well, stalled. Maybe a stalled.
She had a hiccup.
Time.
She got a hiccup in her giddy up.
Don't we all?
But look at her now, the fastest human being alive, redistributing wealth with the help of her intelligent cybernetic snake. Unstoppable. I can't wait to see what record she breaks next. Maybe it'll be like hot dog eating or perhaps world's longest nap. Because after you run,
you gotta lay down for a bit.
Yeah, you gotta take a nap.
Recharge.
If I ran the 100 meters in under 6 seconds, I would sleep for probably 4 years.
Can I read the post that Britney put up on Instagram? Just a little portion of it. It was
absolutely.
It is a quote from Mimi Zhu. This whole big block of text. At one point, it says, technologies like virtual communication, streaming, and broadcasting are part of our community collaboration. We will learn to kiss and hold each other through the waves of the web.
Whoa.
That's fucking great. We will feed each other, redistribute wealth, strike. We will understand our own importance from the places we must stay. Communion moves beyond walls. We can still be together.
Damn.
If you seek Amy, I do. And here she is. And she's going to fucking put it all back together once it all gets broken down. And it's going to get broken down a little bit. And Christina, we're waiting. Mandy Moore, we're waiting.
Mandy Moore has always stayed out of it. That's the thing about Mandy Moore. You know, she's been in the game forever, but keeping it low key. And I'm like, hey, Mandy Moore, it's time to take a stand on something. What do you believe in, Mandy Moore? Jessica Simpson has taken a lot of stands over there. Too many, some might say.
Yep.
But she has been willing to die on so many hills.
Samantha Mumba, where are you?
Right.
Thank you. Here's a story for you. Britney Spears' boyfriend reveals she broke her foot while dancing. But this is from February 2020. Wait, what?
Wait.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Britney broke her foot a month ago, and now she has just broken the world's record. What an inspiration.
She's the Flash and Wolverine.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm glad we have a beacon to look to. I wish we could rename 2020 because Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love seems like a genuinely irresponsible motto at this point. If it could just be...
look to Britney Spears.
2020, look at Britney. 2020, look to Britney. What's that in the sky? That shimmering light. There's a new North Star. It is Britney.
What's that up in the sky? It's a snake. It's a flight attendant. No, it's Britney Spears, bitch. Did I say that right?
It's the there was like a nanosecond too long pause, actually.
Oh, damn.
I don't think you can say it's Britney Spears, bitch. Because it's just you lose the alliteration.
I don't think you can say that word at all, actually.
Oh, man.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say, like, snitch?
It's Britney, yeah, it's Britney Spears. She has the snitch. She's so fast.
She got it.
Wait, I'm seeing this right. Britney doesn't have a broom? She's just kicking it and running so fast that she took off like Mario? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Fucking it's Britney, Britney snitch. Spears. I wish this show... Do you think we've missed a trick by not making the show more about Britney Spears over the years?
I'm realizing...
I find her genuinely inspirational.
Yeah, we could have been tracking this whole thing. Because she says she started... Her first try at the 100 meters in her pose was nine, which was Usain Bolt. So she did that and was like, well, I'm as fast as Usain Bolt, but that's not enough.
That's not enough. I want to lap this dude.
What's... I was looking at a story now that you brought this to my attention. I did a quick Google, and they were saying how on her Twitter, when she posted this revelation, several of her followers just commented like, huh, impressive time, or great time, Britney, or impressive time. So nobody fucking knows anything, huh? This is a good reminder that fucking nobody knows anything about what they're fucking talking about.
Right.
Right? Because, like... Yeah, so you do know that it's a good time. Yeah. You don't know that she just broke Usain Bolt's world record.
Right. Well, they could infer that it's a good time by the fact that she posted it because it was
right.
Like,
okay, yes. Yes, and it's few. It's a few number of
it's
seconds.
It's not a big number of seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't like I did my first 100 meter dash, and it's like a minute and 45 seconds. But even
I have no idea how long 100 meters is.
Yeah, right. Frankly, if I saw that without context, I might be like, oh, cool, good job. But then again, if somebody posted, like, I did a mile in 2.5 minutes, I'd be like, oh, great time.
A football field is 100 yards.
Yeah.
And I think a meter's right. Bigger than a yard.
A yard's a meter.
A yard is a meter?
Oh. A yard to a meter conversion is, yeah, it's about a meter.
So that's, about she a ran a whole football field in, sorry, Travis, 4 seconds?
Well, 5.97 seconds. So just a hair under.
That's quite good.
Well, she's been training for it. She like this doesn't. Hey, it doesn't come easy, Griffin. She
Thank
didn't
you.
Roll out of bed and do this. You know what I mean?
Like, people forget this.
They think of her as like a performer. For this is like what I think it was recently discovered that like Rod Stewart has been building model trains. While he's like been on tour, this is like that. It's like she doesn't want to be known as Britney the performer anymore. That is her side hustle. Her main hustle has been becoming the fastest human being in recorded history.
Right. How about we do a?
I would like to see Britney Spears race against one of Rod Stewart's trains for ultimate dominance.
Oh my God! But a big one. Do you think he's got a big, like a real life side train he gets to ride around in, and only Rod gets to ride around in?
This is my one for one model train.
We for sure talked about Rod's trains, so let's.
It was a touchstone, but like, I'm wondering how Rod is sort of processing, because Rod, I'm sure, like everybody else, including some of your favorite podcasters, had some pretty profitable shows canceled by this unpleasantness. And that does that's very bad for Rod Stewart. Does free him up to work on the trains pretty good, though. So I'm wondering sort of where he's at on this whole thing. Obviously, I'm sure Rod Stewart, not a known psychopath, sees it as a net negative. There's no question about this point.
After the shows were canceled, he did have to start using the trains to transport actual cargo.
Right.
To kind of make up some of the money, the differences. He spent a lot of it on glue, Justin. A lot of that money went to glue.
Before we hop into the news, news.
Jesus,
on our news
God,
program.
No. God, Jesus, and God Jesus, in heaven, no. And Buddha, and
anything
all them.
With that.
Please, no.
Before we hop into, like, questions and stuff, did want to give everybody a little bit of good news. Jimmy Buffett also had some shows canceled, but he is not stopping. He's doing a virtual tour, the Cabin Fever, a virtual license to chill, the spring 2020 tour. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, he's going to be streaming out a bunch of live shows for everybody to enjoy at 8 p.m. Eastern with an encore at 8 p.m. Pacific. You can see this at Margaritaville TV. We're not being paid by Jimmy to say that. I just want to give everybody a heads up. If you want to take a chill little break, Saturdays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m., you got a license to chill right there. Heads up.
Do not call Justin at 8 p.m. Eastern, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And
my stories are on.
Yes.
My coworkers and I occasionally order in food for lunch. The other day, I gave a woman $10 for lunch, but she accidentally had it delivered to her house instead of our office.
Let me be clear here. These are also from the before time.
Right, yes.
Oh, okay. When are we going to start getting questions from the after times, Travis?
Well, we had a lot saved up, Justin, because we went on the JoCo and we had recorded a bunch of episodes, and I'm not going to burn good questions just because they're from a long begotten time.
These are shelf-stable questions, Justin.
Yeah.
Well, how are we to advise? Are we to advise them in the context of the now? To advise them in the context of the future?
I haven't forgotten what life was like. It's not gone from my memory, Justin. I could dream. A man can dream.
No. I'm like the gorillas in Instinct. I think freedom is just something I dreamed. Fucking love that flick. Koopa, Anthony Hopkins phoning it in. Love it. Good flick. We ordered food for lunch. The other day, I gave a woman $10 for lunch, but she accidentally had it delivered to her house instead of our office. She gave back the money, and I thought we were square and that she would just eat it for dinner. On Monday, she brought my food in for me 4 days after it was delivered. I feel bad that she's out $10, but I'm not going to eat it. Should I pay her for this old food, or are we good? Huh. That's from Alex in Minneapolis. P.S., it was a Middle Eastern salad with chicken and hummus. Okay.
That ain't gonna hang. That ain't a 4 day hang, is it?
No. But what is?
But what is, I guess.
I'm not saying you need to throw. I'm saying that if you have not been able to witness the life cycle of this food, right? Yeah. And then it is brought to you, there are so many points of failure along the way.
Exactly, yes. Yes, it was sitting on the porch at least for a while you were at work with them. And then I guess it was over the weekend, and you know Susan got weird on the weekend. And your fucking, your Middle Eastern salad may have been in, and I apologize, but the splash zone, there's like no fucking way, dude.
Susan had this food delivered to her home instead of your office. We don't know a lot about Susan, but I can say one thing concretely. She's a careless person.
Yes.
And I don't think this is the sort of person you trust with food hygiene.
Yes, correct. And I would say, hey, Susan, if you're listening, weird move to bring the food in on Monday. That's a weird one.
Susan knows that. This is not news to Susan. Now, is she out $10?
Yeah.
Yes. But that's good, because she needs to have some sort of loss. She needs to experience loss. She needs to experience a $10 grief right now, and then she will be a little bit more careful to press that little button and order food to the right place.
I'm confused by another facet of this question.
Okay.
The order was placed by Susan, and maybe there's more clarity in the question, Trevor, that you've edited out, but the order was placed by Susan. Was it for one meal for Alex? Did Alex have Susan order one discrete meal for them to enjoy? Because we've added an unnecessary middleman here, a middle Susan, if you will, into this process, because that is an order you could definitely handle yourself.
Oh.
The alternative is Susan was placing a bulk order and she showed up to her home to find a big, hot, stinky pile of Mediterranean fare on her stoop.
If you knew you were coming back to a house with a porch full of really any kind of food that had been sitting in the hot sun all day, if I was Susan, I would just 5 o'clock closing time, everybody's leaving. They see me still at my desk working, hey, Susan, it's closing time. And then I would say, no, I don't have a house anymore. That house is the raccoon's house. There's raccoons and one big bear that I guess is kind of like their dad. And they all live together. And the bear, helps them, bathes them, keeps them clean. It's really cute. But, I wouldn't survive in there for even a second. So.
Oh, but now I showed up after 48 hours and it seems they didn't touch your salad.
Oh, dang.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
We're all concerned about our health right now, but I don't want food safety can't go unattended. I do want to remind folks, if you're between 40 and 140 degrees, that is the danger zone. You do not leave food in that zone for more than 4 hours and then consume it. And I've been running a lot of different simulations here in a program I have on my computer. And even being generous and saying this is an office where they had lunch at 1 and then Susan got home by 5, it's still been in the danger zone too long. You gotta trash it for sure.
Real quick, can we just for a moment acknowledge that there is a delivery person that this food was ordered and they knocked and it didn't answer and they were just like, I'll leave it on the porch.
Yeah.
whoa.
That happened. Protocol, right?
That can't be protocol.
What else are they going to fucking do with it? Steal it? No.
What are they going to do with it? Go make a snack?
Yeah.
I don't know. In their van?
Hey, listen, this is me. This is a living will that I'm leaving here, that if you ever deliver food to me and I don't answer the door, it's yours.
Or if it's me and you're delivering the food to my house and I don't answer the door, you wait, because I will be there at some point and I will be so hungry. Hey, I have a Yahoo.
Okay.
A few people sent this one in. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Yahoo David, asks, how did the first parents know how to take care of their children?
Wow. I mean, how do parents now know how to take care of their children?
Books, internet, other parents that been doing it. Yeah, there's a lot of institutional knowledge out there, Travis.
Songs, nursery rhymes. Daniel Tiger.
Old books that are kind of more like what not to do. Bible is pretty much, there's a lot of stuff in Bible that is just like, hey, cautionary tale, don't do this one with baby.
I bet there was a lot of angels showing up that first time around. God was like, you're on your own. And then Adam and Eve had babies. And God was like, oh shit, okay, wait. Do you go down there and tell them not to give them marbles or whatever?
Right. There were a few babies before. God was just like, nope, they'll get it. Just calm down. They're going to get it. All right, they're not going to get it. Get down there.
Oh, okay, Gabriel, just real quick, do you go down there and tell them to cook that food? Oh, please.
Do you think that the first people, let's call them Adam and Eve, do you think that the first people who are the first parents, do you think that they maybe started to pretend they got it less than they did just so they could go on dates and shit? oh boy. Yeah, I'd love to watch the kids tonight, Gabriel. Damn, let me just put them into the stove. No, you're right. Damn it. Okay, so we'll be at TGI Fridays. Here's the hospital's number.
It would be tough, right? Because it would be like, God has given us this great baby, and we love him so much, but God has also given us a tree stump with a perfectly baby-sized hole in it. So I think that is the storage unit that I think that it didn't come with baby, but I think, look. Perfect fit, perfect satisfying fit. So if God didn't want us to jam our baby in this log and go out to, you know, the Cheesecake Factory, then why is the hole that way?
Good point.
Great point.
Do you guys think if there was some point where the first people, the first parents were like, you think this thing eats?
I think that that is true. I'm more concerned about just baby just like poops on itself and the ground or whatever. And then the parents are like, hey, I know he's like little and stuff, but this baby is not cleaning his butt the way we all clean our butt. And it's pretty fucked up if you ask me.
It's gross, right? It's gnarly, right? We can all agree that. Should we talk to him?
Like when I do it, I go outside and we don't have TP yet, but you know, I'll use a big leaf. And this baby doesn't even go outside. It doesn't, no,
he
does, right?
He doesn't know how to use the clamshells.
Nope.
I use the clamshells. We have these three shells that I use to clean my butt, and he doesn't use it right.
Yeah, he doesn't use mammoth bidet where it blasts your butt with his big gnarly trunk. And it's,
I mean,
just
it's like, a living.
It's a living, but like what? I think it's kind of rude, and I would actually like to ask him to leave.
Can you go ask Fred Flintstone what he did to get his kid to use their bidet?
I mean, Fred Flintstone's kid beats the shit out of him all the... Oh, wait, that's Barney's kid.
No, that's Barney's kid beats the shit out of him all the time.
Man, that's rough.
Fred's kid's got a cereal deal.
Yeah.
She can't be seen to doing that kind of thing. Here is another question for you, my brothers. I'm pretty sure my neighbor sells weed, and I really want some. Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
I've only ever smoked with friends who had their own weed, but I'm an adult now, and I have to get it for myself. I know very little about him since he's a few years younger than me and we didn't talk when we were in high school. I don't have his phone number and we're not friends on social media. How do I find out if he actually has the good kush for sale? Please help me. I really want to blaze it, but I don't know how to get weed. That's from wannabe loner stoner. And boy, have you ever come to the right place.
I think it's important that we do a question like this every year or so, annually or so, just to remind people that we don't fucking know. We don't know if it would be, hey, everyone alive, it would be pretty fucking cool if I knew at this junction, it would be pretty cool.
I'll take it one step further and clarify for those listening. Not only do I not know where to get weed, I don't know how to ask somebody where to get weed. So like I am now in a position where it's like, I don't know where to get it, and I'm too afraid to ask, because I'm pretty sure if I walked out to another human being and said, from whom might I purchase marijuana? They would be like, oh, you're a cop.
Well,
Travis, can you not buy it?
Well, I mean, listen. Hey, you want to cut through the bullshit, Justin? Yes.
Yeah, bud.
I can buy that medical shit, and I do. But I'm saying that's not cool. That's not a cool feeling. Right? That's not...
I think it's pretty cool. I like how you can't be arrested and it's not weird.
No, that is cool. Listen, that's cool. But I mean, you could
be arrested because the federal statutes haven't changed.
Yeah,
it's just a state to state. I'll explain it. It's the whole thing. Listen, if they weren't paying attention before, they sure as fuck are paying attention now. Okay? So go ahead and go nuts.
As long as your weed dealer isn't selling to 9 other people at the same time, I don't think they can touch you.
Maybe this is one of those scenarios where you can just say like, hey, do you sell weed? Because I bet if they do, they're happy for the customers, right? Like, if you're someone who sells weed, you like selling marijuana to people, right? I think that's, you're probably looking for new customers, right? Right?
You can't know. Here's the problem, right? No, this is incorrect. You're actually wrong.
Oh,
because
man,
if they're,
I thought I was onto
not,
something.
No, you're wrong, because if you're wrong, then you're going to put them into a position where they're like, what am I putting out there
right,
in my day-to-day where it makes it seem like I'm a person who's selling weed? And that's not a bad or a good thing, but it is like, that's not my identity, I don't think. Like, I don't know that that's my vibe. It's a weird vibe to put out in the world if I'm not. Should I? Like, should I? Am I missing an opportunity?
Well, but here's the thing. In this day and age, everybody's selling something, Justin. So maybe it's not weed, but you're like, hey, I'm. Do you sell weed? And they're like, no, but I do make, you know, handmade hacky sacks or whatever. And I'll sell them to you. And you're like, oh, Okay, so now I need to find somebody who's looking for Haggy Sacks to trade for weed. But then you find somebody who's like trading Haggy Sacks for like crochet patterns or whatever. And eventually you will find somebody who will take your, your antique waffles for weed.
Antique waffles is gross, Trav.
Well, I meant like from an antique waffle maker. I didn't mean like they were super old waffles.
Oh. You were just, I feel like you're also risking falling pretty deep into a multi-level marketing thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you sell weed? No, but I got some fucking choice LuLaRoe.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad you asked. Let me open my sample case that I always have and you thought was full of weed. But actually is LuLaRoe.
Here's the thing I would warn you about, question asker. You don't have any connection to this person. Doesn't sound like you had any interest in being their friend, even though it sounds like they live next to you. And so I think maybe get to know them, or if you don't want to do that, don't open up the relationship with one of a bartering quality, because I think that would put some strain, no pun intended, on the neighborly relationship.
I guess.
Of course, you should hold off on sort of bridge building for a little bit. Right. Just want to get that out
there. You could set up, though, like maybe a pulley rope system between houses. Would they send over a little weed?
So the coronavirus little amoebas can fucking Mission Impossible zip line from one house to the other. Oh no, Jeremy fell. It's okay. There's a billion of us. Go, go, go.
Fuck. I forgot. You're right, Griffin. I forgot because I had watched Osmosis Jones the other day, and that is how that works.
Listen, just get a trench coat, turn on the in your eyes, and stand outside their window with your bong above your head.
In my lungs, I need some weed in my lungs.
Yes, indeed, in my lungs.
I hate to interrupt our program, but we do have to take a brief sojourn to the money zone, if you guys would be so kind as to join me.
Okay.
Here, hop on my back. Travis, you hop on my back. Griffin, you hop on Travis's back.
Okay, here I come. Oops, I jumped all the way over the two of you.
Oh!
And I cleared you by like 3 or 4 feet. Let me try again. Whoop, I did it. Oh, wow, even higher that time. Wow.
Damn powerful jumping.
These damn powerful legs of mine. If Brittany had my height with her speed, she could uppercut the sun.
She actually just got a call to hear about how high you're jumping, and she's like, I can beat it.
Hey, I know we're trying to go to the money zone, but Trav, hop off there. You're going to hurt yourself.
Okay.
Trying to go to the money zone real quick, but Travis Minshaw, Osmosis Jones, that brought something to my mind. There are movies trending right now, like Contagion and Outbreak and the like. I always see it like in my trending shit on streaming platforms or whatever, and I don't know why a person would watch one of those at this moment. But how is Osmosis Jones not crept in? Like, how is this not the moment we need Osmosis Jones and his funny uptight pill friend to like come in and kind of provide maybe even a little bit of a how-to, like a funny joke and animation and loving that, but like also maybe there's something you can take away there that would be helpful at this junction?
In that movie, does a white blood cell and one cold pill beat, is it SARS? It's something like
it's
that,
it's something
right?
pretty bad, yeah.
I bet Griffin, David Hyde Pierce, has begun every morning just firing up that trending and being like, let's see, is it?
Oh.
No, oh, all right. Okay. Not right this second, all right. So now?
Yeah, okay, Travis, get back up there.
Whoop.
And then I'm going to get, I didn't jump high enough in that time.
Oh, ow. You're laying around my back.
Let me try again. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go get a stepladder. You guys start without me.
Okay.
Honey, where's the stepladder? Oh, no. That's in the, oh, man. Did we?
What a vibrant palette.
Oh, shoot.
Here in my neck of the woods, restaurant, like a lot of places, I think, dine-in restaurants aren't keeping it going right now. Can't kind of do that dining-in thing. So it has been a actual genuine huge relief to have DoorDash available in our neighborhood. And what I have really appreciated is it gives us a way to support local restaurants here using DoorDash. It couldn't be easier. You open up the app, You find what you want to eat, and it's brought to you in my experience, always in a speedy, efficient manner. And they got a lot of, it's not just like the big chains, they got a lot of local restaurants on there too. So you can, you know, keep kicking them some money at a time when they really need it, and you get delicious food. It's really, it's a win-win. And all the drivers have been, that cannot be an easy gig right now. They gotta be busy, and they have been so kind and always a smile. And it's been a wonderful experience to have. So right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BROTHER. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BROTHER.
Get MeUndies. Go get them. Acquire them now. You don't have to leave the house to get them, which is good. You shouldn't be leaving the house. And if you're going to be kicking it around the house, you may as well be doing it in the most fucking comfortable garments available that are made from the micromodal fabric, which is a listen, they use science and synthweave technology to compile these powerful underpants. And they got a variety of ranges from extra small to 4XL. I wear them every day, and they keep me safe and dry down there and comfortable down there.
Ooh!
And yeah, it's like my PP's at the spa. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee that your PP's going to feel like it's in the spa, go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother.
You know what I've been doing, fellas, that's really helped keep my spirits up? Is I've been getting dressed every day, even though I work from home and I could keep my PJs on. I put on some new clothes, and let's be honest, a lot of those clothes are coming from Stitch Fix, and it makes me feel like I still have, you know, purpose and things to do, and that I'm capable of doing that.
I hadn't thought about what a hard adjustment this must be for you, Travis. I'm sure you miss your crew at the office something fierce.
Well, it's just that, you know, Dwight's always making jokes, and, you know, Jim's so serious. He doesn't think anything's funny. And, you know, it's just I miss them. I miss
them. Are you still in love with Pam?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know how to tell her.
Uh-oh.
Travis is Roy. Travis is cast himself as Roy in the office, I think.
But in my version, I'm the hero. I'm the blue-collar worker who everyone respects because of my heart of gold. And Jim's a real bully.
Anywho, fucking is. He is in the real... We can't unpack this right now.
Yeah, we can talk about this later, but why is he so mean to Dwight? Okay. Not all clothes. Now I'm just going to start at the beginning. So Stitch Fix is a styling service where their personal stylist will ask you questions like, do you like this? Do you like this? Does this fit your style? What do you think about this? And as you answer those questions, it is going to hone in your style so that it perfectly matches you. Then they send you a box with 5 items in it. You try them on. You say, I like this. I don't like this. Oh, can I get this in a different size? And you can return whatever you don't want. And you don't pay for what you return. And you only pay for what you keep. And it's that easy, and it's really cool. I love it very much. We all love it very much. All of our friends love it very much. So go to stitchfix.com/mybrother, answer those questions, and the personal shopper will send you a box of stuff. There's no commitment required, and you only pay for what you keep. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Hi, I'm Dave Hill from Before, and I'm very excited to bring Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident back to Maximum Fun, where it belongs. You can get brand new episodes every Friday on MaximumFun.org or, you know, wherever. And while my partner Chris Gersbeck and I might lack in specific subject matter on our podcast, we make up for in special effects. Chris, add something cool right here. Also, we have explosions, animal noises, and sometimes even this. Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, every Friday on Maximum Fun. Chris, do another explosion right here.
Real quick, I just wanted to clarify. Sorry, guys. It was Anthrax that Osmosis Jones. And
Was it really?
Anthrax. Lawrence Fishburne voices Thrax.
Okay, but we know what that means.
according to the Wikipedia, a tall, extremely virulent pathogenetic agent. Just also, real quick side note, Kid Rock makes a cameo in Osmosis Jones as Kidney Rock.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
wow, that's
like,
good.
As a nasty little amoeba man, because that's sort of how he presents himself in real life. And I'm not fucking afraid to say it, that I think Kid Rock is a nasty man.
Yep.
Maybe before all this shit broke bad, like the before times Griffin would like keep his mouth shut because he knows how many people out there love and respect Kid Rock. But I think that like now
and he could be listening.
But now I've been emboldened by this tough time. I've been sharpened and honed like a katana or something. And I'll just say that Kid Rock sucks shit and he's a nasty man.
Yep. There it is.
Come on.
I have a Yahoo here, and it's part of a beautiful trend of Yahoos that I've been noticing since people have been sending it in. A lot of people sent this one in as well. And it is Yahoos that have been sent in during times. Okay. This one is from March 20th, so I think we can safely consider that the during times. And it's Dylan, and Dylan asks, my dad bought the nasty hamburger buns. So like everybody is suffering from this in their own ways, some like much, much worse and much more serious than others. And we would encourage you to find ways to support the people out there who really need your help. But the good news is that none of those people are on Yahoo Answers. Because Dylan says, my dad bought the nasty hamburger buns. I hate when he does this. I hate when he does this. When he grills hamburgers, there's a specific type of buns I like him to buy. They are small, light mm-hmm. buns.
Yes, yes. I like light buns and I cannot lie.
I like the way he's put in commas here because it says they are small, comma, light, comma. Buns, comma. These buns are buns. Since the burgers are never too big, they get smaller when you cook them. That's just burger physiology. He bought the freaking big dark buns. The bun is bigger than the entire patty, which means when I bite, I will be biting into the bun, and it's dark, which I don't like the dark buns he buys. What should I do? Oh, man. Oh, jeez. I mean,
hate to see that.
I think it's important to be you know, not necessarily conservative, but like thoughtful about the food that you have and the food that is able to be circulated among the community. But at the same time, biting into a big burger and getting worse, and where's the beef? Like, oh man, is there anything fucking worse than that?
My heart goes out to this person's father. The supplies are, the selection is pretty slim. I went to the grocery store recently and brought home whole wheat tortillas, and you would have thought that I had vivisected a baby deer in front of my family because they were met with such disdain and utter disgust, these whole wheat tortillas that no one wanted and sit untouched.
I brought home a big pack of Uncle Ben's dirty rice, an instant pack. And Rachel was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, man, maybe we're a dirty rice family now. Maybe we're gonna have a season of jambalaya. And that is how we will look back on this. But the big buns, guys, is there anything we can do? Obviously, we can cut the buns, but then the edges aren't
bigger meat.
No, that compromises the integrity.
The daddy can't make bigger meat. The daddy knows how to make one type of burger. It's like you can't unprogram that.
And you know what? Me like a slider.
Oh, Travi like a slider.
Travi like a slider. Makes me feel like big man.
When Travis first went to Applebee's and they were like, hey, man, we got sliders. And he's like, what's sliders? The show? I love that. Jerry O'Connell, kick ass, dude.
Yes.
And they were like, no. It's like three burgers that you eat instead of one. And then Travis was like, that's my whole life now. Three burgers instead of one burger? Okay. Where do I sign up? Is there some sort of license I need? Some sort of registry I join?
No, but if there is some kind of slider agency, I would love that.
Did you say bigger burger already? Did I miss bigger burger?
We talked about bigger burger.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I got in with Bigger Burger.
But we talked about Bigger. We said.
Yeah, but I didn't want people to wonder if I thought Bigger Burger was a good idea because I hadn't agreed vociferously that like Bigger Burger is a great play.
Okay. Because I did the whole me like a slider thing.
Bigger, but the slider is a smaller burger, so I think you got.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I don't know, but I don't want a big. No, Justin, sorry. Can you step over here, please?
Justin, you please. Guys go do that.
Can I close the door? This is going to be bad.
Yeah.
You close the door. I'll keep doing the podcast while you guys sort of talk it out.
Okay. Hold on. Let me look at the camera real quick so they know that it's like, oh boy, here we go.
Justin, what I was saying is I don't want a bigger burger because I like burgers. Smaller burger.
I mean, like
I was specifically so it looks like a cool saying that making a bigger burger would be angry because I like a slider. Do you understand? Do you get it?
It's just
rude.
It's not helpful. You're not helping.
No, but I was going down an avenue, Justin. I was looking.
I'll clean out my desk.
Thank you.
I'll clean out my desk. I'm tired of doing this.
Oh, hey.
You could eat them.
How did you get in here, Griffin?
Like a powerful ball.
I closed the door. You heard me virtually close the door. Why are we creating so many audioscapes in this episode? It seems like we're leaning on audioscapes more than normal.
Okay, speaking of nasty hamburger buns.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
My feeds are filled currently, not with menu innovations, which is a cornerstone of the Munch Squad, but just a lot of restaurants that are trying to do something. I mean, a lot of these.
Can we live stream a taco? Is that anything?
Bud, you're not that far off.
Oh,
actually, Travis, you must be reading ahead. Rob Gronkowski is going to join Chipotle for Thursday's virtual hangout. So everybody's kind of wondering what they can do, right? And there's a lot of brands that are just like, how do we Bojangles step in and try to do something about this? What is Bojangles' role in all of this? And I can safely do that because they closed the Bojangles in Huntington, so nobody can get me. You can't do anything to hurt me, Bojangles. I'm invincible.
We will learn to eat Bojangles and hold each other through the waves of the web.
Rob Gronkowski is going to join Chipotle for Thursday's virtual hangout. While people face ongoing challenges of spending time apart, Chipotle wants to connect with its fans and deliver some much-needed positive vibes. Chipotle is teaming up with famous brand superfans to host Chipotle Together. Yes, they're both in caps. Chipotle Together, a series of virtual hangouts for fans that feature celebrity appearances, exclusive content, and free entree giveaways.
Oh God.
Folks, before I go too much deeper, I want to say, if someone says, what are you doing today? And you say, well, I'm going to hang out with Chipotle and Rob Gronkowski virtually. That is very much a second month of quarantine answer.
Yes.
Like, we will accept that. And say, I think Chipotle thinks people are a lot more desperate right now than they are, maybe. It's been like a week and a half. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, this is for spitballing new hobbies, right? Like, you've just taken up knitting or painting. But by April, the knitting stuff's in the fucking garbage and you're fucking burritoing out with Gronk.
Yes. Now, here's what I will say. If the pitch was, we have overstuffed this burrito, and you're going to watch Rob Gronkowski try to navigate it, that's maybe a third week.
ASMR,
That might be a third week of the quarantine thing.
Yeah, they've just, I feel like they've jumped the gun a little bit. Thursday's Chipotle Together, it's scheduled for 2 p.m., so you missed this one, but I'm sure there's going to be another. It's going to feature football legend Rob Gronkowski and wrestler Mojo, who will host a 30-minute at-home workout for fans on his Instagram, participate in a Q&A, and give away 5,000 free burritos. Now, I'm going to assume it is a coupon and not some sort of elaborate, maybe drone-based burrito delivery
system. Or pneumatic tubes.
Or orbital cannon.
Funk.
Ow! Gronkowski has the nuclear football, which he loves. and he will use the orbital cannon to blast big, big burritos right down your chimney like a Santa Claus would.
Chipotle has rolled out a series of innovations to elevate the delivery experience for its fans, which is a wild way of saying this. But they, so they've got delivery kitchens, which feature dedicated teams and ingredient stations to prepare digital orders with care. Good. The second thing it says is new tamper-evident packaging seals to help ensure food is untouched during delivery.
Ooh.
Can we stop for a second? has this been, hey, Chipotle? Hey. Can we talk over here? Has this been an ongoing concern that you're just now alerting me to? Have you been aware of a problem with food being touched during delivery?
You should have shared this information with the rest
right.
of us.
Yes, right. Just so we're clear, I'm not loving that during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm also similarly not loving it before and or after. If you had the one, knowledge of this problem, and two, ability to stop it, it's morally delinquent that you have done nothing about it to this point.
We have finally begun encouraging our employees to stop slapping the sour cream when they open it to test the surface tension.
Why? That's the thing. Unless you can offer me a tamper-proof like thing that lets me know it wasn't touched while it was being made either, I think there is still an opportunity for contamination there. Because my concern wasn't that the person driving it would be like, I want to see what they got on their burrito.
Yeah, let me pop this open real quick and get a real quick touch going.
It's
going
to take stock of whether they got the pico de gallo or not. Like, no, I don't think that's the concern.
I want a tamper-evident burrito where if you open it, it just fucking explodes and showers you in refried beans like a bait bag at a bank or something like that.
This is our bait car, but it's a burrito. And if you even touch it, the cops will swarm.
How about another question? How would that treat everybody?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Good, good, good. A duck has recently set up shop and laid eggs in the bush directly outside the only door to my apartment.
Nice.
The problem is, every time I come home, the duck flaps away panicked and stands in the parking lot staring at me until I go inside. Aside from the near heart attack this caused me the first few times, I feel bad for repeatedly alarming this duck and interrupting her egg-sitting routine. How do I convince this duck that we're chill and that I want nothing but the best for her and her future ducklings? That's from Duck Disruptor in Tennessee, a very considerate human being.
How damn, I wish for the duck.
Damn, I wish we could talk to ducks. Damn it.
Right?
Mm.
Think damn of all it. The things we'd learn.
Think of all the things we could teach them. Damn it.
Our two societies, the duck and the human, would improve by leaps and bounds. If only we could break this damn communication barrier.
I see a bunch of ducks hanging out at the park. I want to tell them, like, guys, no, go home. You need to fucking chill right now, ducks. But they don't listen to me.
I bet there's a lot of ducks out there that are like, man, I miss bread.
Yeah.
You guys remember? We didn't appreciate it when they would throw dumb goldfish crackers at us.
Ugh.
I loved that. I should have told them when I had the chance. And I could speak English this whole time. And I should have told them.
What if the only word they know is quack? We just haven't taught them other words, right? Because they say quack.
Whoa.
And that's like a word in English, right? Quack.
Well, there's a one duck that says Aflac. He is a goose, but they're the same animal as we've
No, he's
discovered.
A duck.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a duck, isn't he?
Yeah, read a book.
Well, geese and duck. Justin, are you with me on this? Not the they are the same animal.
They're the same. One's a stretched out duck.
If someone's taller, Benedict Cumberbatch is taller than me, I don't say, there goes a human too. You know what I mean? Just because his body's a different shape. Well, that's fucked up.
There's no proof that he's human. But what I'm saying, Griffin, is that you could maybe convince me swan is big duck, but goose is not big duck.
We can't relitigate this, Travis.
I'm just saying swan is like attractive big duck.
It's the goose bridge.
Goose is a whole other thing.
It's the genetic bridge between these two incredible birds that no matter what, we can't talk to either of them. So there's no point arguing this.
But what if we could find, we can talk to parrot, right? So if we find a parrot that can speak duck, that could be the in-between.
Here we go. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Travis, that's a big idea that we need to just slow down on for a second. What Travis is suggesting is parrots speak a human.
Yeah.
Parrots speak a bird. Yeah. is this the missing link that we've been needing?
We just haven't asked.
It's a really good point, actually.
So I go to the park with my pet parrot, and I say, "Parrot, you got to warn these ducks." And then I hear the parrot, you know, make incredible bird noises that my stupid human ears can't even understand. And then I just kind of see one of the duck's eyebrows go up like, oh, 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 no, oh. And they scoot on home. Thanks for warning. They tell their friends. All ducks are now, like, just fucking safe and in lockdown. Who's this parrot? Who is this Seabiscuit parrot? Is it just all parrots? Do we need to start, like, a network?
Well, no, because you wouldn't, one, not all parents speak duck. But also, like, do you trust all, like, that's saying, like, I would let anyone translate for me in, like, an important negotiation between two countries, right? We're going to need to find, like, an even-tempered, trustworthy parrot where, like, this I know that this parrot isn't taking liberties in the translation and isn't, like, he told me that, like, to tell you he's cool, but he's a real turd.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you trust a parrot? There is no good answer for that, except for you don't. You can't.
Well, you would have to find a duck who spoke human that the parrot didn't know that the duck spoke human, that you could be like, all right, duck, what did he say?
I mean, I've never asked a duck to honk into my phone using Google Translate.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I haven't tried it, and it probably, yeah. I'll be the first to say, 99% chance it doesn't work. But if there's a 1% chance, I can get out there
one
and just sort of ring the klaxon for these incredible animals, I am going to risk it.
Now, Griffin, if a scientist came to you and said, we figured it out, but we only have enough power to generate one message to the ducks,
Get out of there!
Okay, but in what context? Get out of the bush?
I mean,
it's like, get out of there, wherever they're at.
Yeah.
Well, but then where do they go? Are you just saying get off the planet, ducks?
Okay, fine. Come to my house, ducks. You'll be safe here.
But I don't feel like that is going to, like, you need to say, like, trust me because now come to my house.
Trust me because I have some bread, not a lot, but all ducks, please report to Griffin McElroy's house. This is mandatory. Or well, you now will we're be punished. Let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dear all ducks, please report to Griffin McElroy's house, address here, and immediately. And I'm not even worried about, like, putting that address out there because this will be in duck language. So, yeah. Like, human beings won't even understand it. And come to my house. I do have bread. This is mandatory. If you do not come to my house immediately, you will be punished with duck punishment. And
ooh, that's the worst kind.
The ducks, and you're saying now, and this is a long message, but you didn't say how long it could be, but I haven't put a period in yet. And you may be wondering how Griffin knows what duck punishment is. Well, the ducks who do come to his house are going to tell him, and then he will turn that knowledge against the rest of you. So it's time to choose your side. The line has been drawn in the sand. Which do you want to get through this thing and hang out with me and have a kick-ass duck party and eat some cool bread for, like, a day before I run out, or are you going to do duck punishment? The choice is yours. Love, Griffin. And if that doesn't save these fucking, these beautiful, beautiful beasts, then they're not worth fucking saving, are they?
Okay. Well, it's all clear to me now is that you want the ducks to social distance away from humans.
Or I've been social distancing, so it's cool if they come. If I'm understanding correctly, the doctors online and the ones that, like, come on the TV now and talk at me all the time, they did say it's fine if you're isolating. Go ahead and have a billion birds over to your house, and you should be okay.
Well, that'll be good because up till now, ducks have been so aggressively social with human beings, they have no idea that they're not supposed to, like, go to the movies or anything.
A little too friendly,
yeah.
If you ask me.
So I think that answers the question, right?
I mean, it's pretty well fucking answered, Travis. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother, and Me. We hope that you are staying sane and hopeful and home and still managing to keep your spirits up during these challenging times. We're glad that you've chosen this entertainment product as your constant companion. We're so happy to be here with you. Normally we'd plug something here,
but we won't. I'll plug John Roderick and the Long Winters, who let us use their theme song, our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. So yeah, go get that now. I mean, get it digital today.
Get it digital today.
In months and months from now, when I'm sure everything will be back to normal and fine, the Adventure Zone graphic novel book 3 is going to come out.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You can pre-order that at theadventurezonecomic.com.
Just take care of each other.
Yeah.
You know, wash your hands.
Oh, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Thursdays. Tune in for Gronk's Burrito Hour.
Yeah, I'll be there. And it starts in 23 minutes as we're recording this. So I got to get it. I got to wrap it up. I got to get my tuxedo on.
Oh, and real quick. So we're doing our first ever live streaming Cincinnati Underground Society show. Usually only people in the Cincinnati area can come, but now anyone can watch. It's going to be this Friday, the 3rd, April 3rd, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And we have a huge lineup of guests. It's like 10 or more people, including some people who you might recognize from some McElroy shows. Hint, hint. It's a surprise lineup, but I promise you they are all incredible. Tickets start at $5, but proceeds go to charity. We have chosen a charity that provides equipment and supplies for healthcare workers responding to COVID-19. So it's a great cause, and it's going to be a super fun show. You can get your tickets at bit.ly/cusslive. That's bit.ly/CUSSLIVE. This Friday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Be there. It's going to be super fun.
Thank you so much for listening. Griffin, you have a final Yahoo for us?
I don't know who sent it in, though, because that part got deleted. And we're holding this thing together with twine and tape, but I apologize. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Yeet, who asks, how does one spoon an angel?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.